Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my partner in crime, with him till the day I die, Chris Ramsey.
Oh, till the day you die.
Unless I die.
Oh, yeah, okay, good. Yeah. Unless I die first. Yes. Excellent. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You excited?
Yeah.
I'm buzzing.
Always.
It's all happening. It's all cracking on.
What are you talking about? The podcast or life?
Life.
Oh, sorry. Right,
at time of recording, frightened. I actually have to say our time of recording because I'm worried that we're recording this on Tuesday. I'm worried that by Friday they might shut everything again.
Don't say that.
Stuff's opened.
Stuff is opened. Do you know what's funny?
What's funny?
I haven't even been to the stuff that's opened. Well, no, I went to the pub yesterday swift little one.
Yeah, yeah.
But I haven't been to the shops, but just knowing that they're open is nice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Seeing people around.
Seeing everyone.
Honestly, I may have had the best day of my life yesterday. At least the best day of the last year.
Wedding days, birth of your children.
At least of the last year, probably the best day. And now that's really bad to say, actually, because Rafe was born in the last year.
I mean, don't tell him that.
Right, okay. But we'll talk about the day your baby is born. It's not an amazing day. It's pretty stressful.
I didn't know you felt that way.
Pretty tiring.
That's really upsetting because it's genuine. Them 2 days have been the best days of my life.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Even when Robin was born and you came home and you went in the bath and you started crying and you asked us if he was happy.
Well, I was still very emotional, but it was the happiest day of my life.
Still the happiest day of your life.
That wasn't the day he was born. That was the day I came home.
Ah, okay. That was a few days after. See, it's all a blur to me.
Basically, well, what I'm trying to say is I'm not that happy that the children have been born. I'm just happy that I'm not pregnant anymore.
Right, right.
That's the difference.
And we're at the bottom of it. Excellent.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for listening still. It is episode 112, and without further... Exactly. It's cracking on, isn't it? We'll be 200 shortly. Imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine that. Let's make another empty promise for episode 200 and never fulfill it. You know how we said we're going to film episode 100 and then we're like, yeah, fuck that.
Well, we had the bane though.
We did.
But let's do it for 200. I tell you what, let's do it for 150. I'll film it. Let's film it.
We'll see. I don't know if we're allowed. We'll see.
Why aren't we allowed?
Oh, I've got bloody ads on that now.
Oh, hey.
Speaking of which.
Sell out.
Speaking of which, this week's lucrative sponsor is.
Still doing this bullshit though,
aren't we? Coleslaw. Hey. Coleslaw? Or is it coleslaw?
I don't know. Who knows? I'm nearly corrected you there. Which one are you talking about?
The stuff on sandwiches.
Oh. Coleslaw.
Coleslaw. Ooh. Or is it coleslaw?
Well, which one's the one? No. Ooh. Right. The thing on your lip is a coleslaw.
Yeah.
And so this thing, it's coleslaw. Coleslaw.
And this gets me to my point. This gets me to my point.
Right.
Coleslaw. The worst named product in the history of the world. Coleslaw. What is it? It's kind of like shredded up carriage and then a bit of carrot and then slightly mixed with like salad cream or mayonnaise or whatever you fancy and you put it on a sandwich. It's actually really delicious. Yeah, but why is it named like the most disgusting facial herpes in the world?
Why is that? I don't know.
Can you imagine if they brought
That's
out...
That's really awful.
Can you imagine if they brought it out now? And they were in a meeting and they went, oh, I'm going to have this thing. It's like shredded up carriage and then you mix stuff with it and put it on a sandwich and it's like moist and it's cold and it adds texture and quite a crunch to your sandwich. Yeah. And it's quite healthy as long as there's not too much dressing in.
It's not really.
Yeah.
Going
to call it coleslaw. Why?
Has it got bits of coal in?
Well, I'm just going to call it that for no fucking reason whatsoever.
Right. Well, it sounds a bit like them facial herpes.
Well, yeah. Well, what I want to do is I want to make it sound revolting.
Right. Okay.
I want to go to someone. Do you want a ham sandwich? And they go, yes. And they go, do you want coleslaw on it? And they go, no. Oh. No, that sounds fucking disgusting,
by the
way.
Do you know what I'd rather have?
Hmm?
Hummus.
Hummus. Yeah, you fucking changed, dude. Stay here.
No, I'm just saying it sounds nicer than coleslaw.
Ah, well, yeah, Sean, you're thinking of something else, don't you? Think of something else. Move the country, going on about hummus.
Honestly.
Honestly.
Scum with money. That's you.
So and there you now.
Get in.
Coleslaw is in no way affiliated with cold sores, which is, in fact, facial herpes.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Okay. Do you know what else I really like?
What?
Potato salad.
Now that is fucking banging. Mm-hmm. I won't hear anyone listening. I won't hear anything against potato salad. I'll fight as I fight as all.
Half and half.
Yeah.
So or half a coleslaw.
I've just realised people are going to email in telling us why coleslaw is called coleslaw and it's going to be something annoying about mines, isn't it? Oh, it's going to be something annoying about
it'll
mines.
It'll be, well, it'll be like pasties.
Where they drop them down the mine because it's got the crust on it.
I wonder whether it's because you use up all the old stuff.
I don't know. It's going to be something. It's going to be something to do with mines. I'm going to guess it now. And it's going to be emails going, oh, I thought you were from the Northeast, but you don't know everything about mines. Who do you think you are? Yeah, kind of fucking bullshit email that I get. Right. Yeah, great. Look forward to that. Can't wait.
Okay, here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to Shagged, Married and Coleslaw. If you you bothered your ass to listen to the introduction, yeah. Chris rabbited on about coleslaw and we have Googled and found out about it. It has nothing to do with mines.
That's the thing, you see, right? So that's the thing. I'm either not from the Northeast at all and you're not from the Northeast and we forgot our roots and we're talking about hummus, or I assume everything with the word coal in, even though it's spelled different. It's spelled different. I've just realised as I said it, it's not spelled coal with an A, it's spelled different.
Oh, it's just, totally spelled different.
Yeah, I just think everything's about mines. Mines and ships.
But you know, there was mines in other places of the country, not just the Northeast.
Yeah, I don't believe
it. I think we were the forefront.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was other places. We kicked off the most when Thatcher closed them, let's put it that way.
I was just about to say, I don't know if we were the forefront. I think we just sort of banged on about it the most.
Mm-hmm. Down the mine. My granddad used to work down the mines.
So I've heard. Wasn't your mum or someone, didn't used to squeeze the sort of blackhead things you got on his back that were full of coal?
Well, no, my mum used to do it at work. So my mum was a nurse.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of our time spent nursing was blokes would come in who worked down the pits.
Right.
Pits, mines. Well, I think they called them the pits back in the day. I don't know. Anyway.
Wasn't the pit the whole place and then the mines were the bits inside the pit?
God knows.
Anyway.
We're going to get sabotage. Anyway, she used to, for her job, blokes would come in and they would basically not be able to like lie on their backs or sit in a chair because they would have blackheads that were that sore and that thick because of all the soot would get into their pores. So my mom had to like squeeze
these
massive blackheads out. And honestly, never be more jealous of someone's job.
Yeah, I'm absolutely the same. I'll be all over that. Was this a topless mine? Because it sounds like it was a topless mine. Why did they not have stuff on?
Actually, they probably did take their tops a lot because it used to get very hot down there, apparently. If you ever went to South Shields Museum, read all of this stuff about the pits, you'd know that. Yeah.
No.
Honestly, talk about me forgetting me roots. Yeah. About humus. Yeah. You. Where are you even from?
Do you think you'd get kicked out of South Shields Museum if you went in with some hummus? I think they'd kick you out. Is it still there? I don't even know if it's still there.
It's still there. It's great.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Happy days. Shout out to South Shields Museum. Hope you're right through all this.
Miss you so much.
Listen, the people are losing their minds. Come and tell them what coleslaw is named after.
Right, okay. So I'm just going to read the Google thing.
Yeah.
In fact, the term coleslaw originates from the Dutch expression Koosla, which means cabbage salad. Makes sense.
Don't you ever say you don't learn anything on this podcast, guys.
I've got more.
Oh,
recipes similar to coleslaw have been found and used in American homes from as early as 1770.
Got you.
17.
What?
1770.
1770.
Was America founded? Is that not quite it? No. It was earlier.
Are you having an argument with yourself? Do you need me? Shall I just go? Do you want me to go and pop the kettle on? Because you are literally arguing with yourself.
When did Christopher Columbus find America?
Ages ago, man. I don't know.
It just
seems
really early, that 1770.
Right, okay. Well, so you think America's brand new?
They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They don't tell you the date that he actually founded it. I don't know much about history at all. I did history at
Why are we GCSE? So stupid? Why are we up in the podcast charts with some like highbrow, incredible Radio 4 educational podcasts and current events, and there's me and you not knowing what coleslaw is about, and not even, I mean, it would be so easy to pause this, to pretend and pause it and go, when was America discovered? Oh, yeah, we knew that. But we've literally just let the entire world know how fucking stupid we are.
I can hold my hands up and admit I am just not good with history, geography, things like that. I think this
Wait. Let's fill this list out, right? So history, bad.
I got an E for history. Fantastic. At GCSE.
Geography?
Terrible.
Right. Maths, we know you...
Shocking.
Right, okay.
English?
Right.
Mint.
Right, well, you wrote a book, didn't you?
I did write a book, and I got A for English at GCSE.
Got you. And it was definitely an A, because you know it was an A, because you're good with letters.
I am, honestly.
So you saw it straight away and you went, that's an A.
I went, that's an A.
And they went, make that an A+, plus. You spotted that A straight away.
Thank you, Mrs. Jackson. Woo, I am so good at this.
Science, chemistry.
I got a D.
Got you. Biology.
Oh, what? But across the board.
Right. Oh, you did one block modular science. Oh, so you just went... So you went to a lesson called science.
Well, I did do them separate, but I can't remember. Chris, no. What did I get? So I can't remember.
Right, okay.
C's, D's.
Okay. Mm-hmm. RE, religious education. Good.
What, I get a C for that?
C, got you.
Catholic.
Got you. C for Catholic.
Yeah.
Good. English, using the English again.
Thank you very much. What else did I get?
French. Did you do French?
I got a... Oh, did I get a C or a D? I did not do very well.
Okay.
C, I think.
Got you. Mm-hmm. Got you. Okay.
Ask us more.
What is C in French?
C in French. for drama... You haven't asked us drama?
It's not important.
No, but I...
No, it's not... Yeah, academics, not a thing. I'll go on then, what?
I got an E in drama.
Got you.
Yeah.
Right.
So you can imagine the... Well, because I'm very bad at maths, I don't know whether it's the mode or the mean. So if you took my GCSE...
Sorry, hold on. English is failing her. Quick, go back and do some English. It's failed her.
If you took my G, K, S, E results...
Yeah.
Across the board,
yeah.
I'd probably get in the middle because some were really low, some were really high.
Were you trying to say if you take the average...
Yes.
Lord, I fucking mean what you're doing.
Didn't we learn about that in maths? The mode and the mean. And
did
the...
we? Did we?
I don't know. Did I? Who knows?
What did you do? Here's a question. What did you do for DT?
Woodwork.
Woodwork, and you're slagging my shelf off.
No, I did woodwork.
Aye?
Because I didn't... I don't really want to say why.
Right. You didn't really like the teachers?
No, did I? No, I just didn't fancy food tech. And then I didn't fancy the internet one. And then I just thought...
The internet one?
IT.
The internet one!
So I just took woodwork.
Okay. What did you make for your final thing? I've never asked you this. What in woodwork, what did you make for your final thing?
I think I made a jewellery box. But I think I made it for me mum or me sister. I think you had to make it for somebody else. It was crap. It was so crap.
What did it look like?
It just shit. Pure shit.
What did you line it with?
I don't think I did.
Just like a fucking wooden shoebox. Oh, Chris, just jewellery rattling around in it like a maraca.
Well, when I look back, that was an absolute waste of my time, that class.
Oh, God, yeah. I did graphic design.
Oh, well, that would have been, better.
For DT. But we had to make a shop front.
Mm.
So you had to make a little wooden... shop front of what a shop would look like.
Well, I could have made you that.
Yeah, but you had to design it, then you had to make it. It was utterly pointless. And it was really weird where I was driving along the street the other day and I looked at a shop front. Obviously, the shutters are down because of the times that we're in. And I just thought, yeah, I remember having to design a little daft little shop front and design the sign at the top and measure everything. God, it was pointless.
Yeah, utterly pointless. I don't know why they've still
so
got that.
So pointless. I doubt they will have now. I imagine design technology now, and especially graphic design, is absolutely unreal.
Like we always say, though, why in schools do they not just have a lesson where it's like, right, okay, we're going to teach you how to pay your council tax bill and this is a tax return.
Yeah, all right,
Just actual stuff that you need.
Yeah. Well, they could have taught you, going on about last week's podcast, they could have taught you how to plan out a shopping list while walking around the shop in the right order.
Do you know what it is?
That would be amazing.
I think they should teach everybody that. They used to. My mum always says.
Consumer orienteering. Just plan it all out.
I don't know why you're having a go at this. I'm trying to say what they should do. Back in the day, home economics used to actually be good stuff.
Yeah.
This is how you make an apple pie for your family.
Did I never tell you? This is so weird. So this week's obviously lucrative sponsor, thank you for paying all the bills, was coleslaw.
Yeah.
I actually got the date wrong. When I did home economics, when I did food at DT, I got the date wrong because the teacher she was a really awesome teacher, actually. She said, oh, everyone's got to bring the stuff in. And it, like, this is, I think this is how much faith she had in the class. We had to make coleslaw. That's all we were making. Right. And I got the date wrong and I bought all the stuff in a week early.
Oh.
She was like, in 2 weeks' time, you got to bring it all in. But I brought it in a week early and she was like, okay. So I had to stand at the front of the class on my own and make coleslaw.
Oh, nice.
Just by myself.
I've just remembered something. This is why I didn't like the food one.
Right.
In year 7, we were making something and it was like this weird sort of like gratin thing with potatoes on and vegetables and stuff. And I freaked out so much about it because, as you know, I don't really listen properly. And the teacher had said, we're doing this. This is what you need. And the night before, my mum had bought all the ingredients.
Yeah.
And she was like, there you go. And I was like, mum, they're not ready. And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, they're not cut or nothing. And my mum was like, well, you'll do that there. And I was like, no, it needs to be cut. So me and my mum cut everything the night before. Jesus. And I took it in. And the teacher, well, she told us off a little bit. She was like, why is all your stuff pre-cut?
So you took it in like fucking Delia Smith, where she has little glass ramekins of stuff.
Like I was on Ready, Steady, Cook. And I think that's why I didn't like the cook. Because I love cooking. I can remember it so vividly. Oh, my word. I remember being there and being so embarrassed and just stood there while everybody else was cutting stuff. And then it would be like, right, put it in the pan and then that's the only bit that I've got to do. And I remember just being more in year 7 when you're new and you're just mortified.
Yeah. Oh, devastating.
So yeah, so it always just put us off that, to be honest.
I remember one of the most stressful things I think I've ever experienced in my whole life was when we did pizzas in home economics or whatever you call it. We all made pizzas. Carrying the pizza home after school was one of the most stressful things I think that's ever happened because everyone was just trying to hit it out of my hand. I used to walk home with a bigger boy, so I was just walking along with this pizza. Obviously, because no one else gives a fuck, just put it in the bag like a fucking book. And I like walked along with it and everyone just the whole way home was just trying to hit it out of my hands. It was horrible. I think I remember running home with it.
Do you not remember as well when you made something, getting it home and just like watching your mum and dad eat it? Like, what do you think? Waiting for them to savor every bite and being like,
manky, stodgy, horrible, doughy pizza with like orange as fuck grated cheddar on it. It must have been disgusting. Like, oh, but bless them. I think I remember they had like a slice each. Tell you what, one thing that's just because in my head there, I sort of transported myself to the street I used to walk home through to go through school. One of the most embarrassing things, you'll not have experienced this. Women don't experience this, but shout out to all the men out there.
Okay.
When you were walking home as a teenager, hitting them kind of adolescent years, if you shouted of your mate.
And you lost your voice.
So sometimes your voice, you'd go like Michael would be up the road and be like, oh, Michael! it was horrendous. Like, genuinely, I've just read it. It was like, Michael! And everyone would go, way! These balls haven't dropped. He's bought it. Was just the most embarrassing thing in the world.
Honestly, that must be mortifying.
Really bad.
Must be.
Shout out to all the blokes out there who had that in the middle of the yard or something. Oh, my God.
Coping with that must have been just the worst thing in the world.
Well, that was the thing, because there was also lads in my class who I wrote about it in the book.
Did you not sense the sarcasm there?
What?
I started bleeding out my vagina when I was 13 years old.
Oh, were you being sarcastic there?
I was being completely sarcastic. Oh. You're whinging about your voice, changing a little bit.
All right.
All right then.
Right, okay, well, did your blood like explode a la Waters breaking in the middle of East Ave on the way home, did it? So everyone could see?
Once.
No, it didn't.
One girl in my science class.
Not you.
Came on a bench, on a little stool, and it had run out the class with blood all over our stool and our knickers. And it was I felt mortified for her.
Right.
And actually, there was a lovely young man. I don't want to name him, but he was a lovely, lovely guy. And he sat next to her. And do you know what he did? Bearing in mind, we were like 12, right? Yeah. He just pushed our stool in and just kind of sat there. And I was like, that's a nice man there. Nice boy. Anyway,
okay.
I always remember that. Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Well. I don't know what I mean. I was just trying. I was opening my heart to you, and I just got stamped all over it.
I can imagine your voice.
It's just typical, isn't it? Oh, what's that problem you've got? Oh, fuck. It's typical of 2020 and 2021. That's the world we're living now. Oh, what's that problem? Right, okay, tell us. Right, fucking top trumps. I'll beat you with mine.
I just sometimes, like, blokes, don't get me wrong. I know there's a lot of stuff going, but I just feel like as girls and women, we just have it a bit worse.
Right, okay. Which makes ours not bad in any way at all. But
no, it doesn't. It make, it still makes it embarrassing.
So when I'm literally shouting at my mate in the middle of the street and I'm screaming like a high-pitched fucking singer, like sounding like Frank Ocean.
Think it now.
What's his
falsetto?
Falsetto just going like right up in the air. It's I've been thinking about forever. Trying to shout at me mates and I'm getting wedgied and I'm getting slapped and they're hitting a pizza on my hand and they're calling us squeaky bollocks.
Fair enough.
Right?
Okay,
they're calling us squeaky bollocks and they're putting WD-40 in my bag, right? Because it doesn't stop the squeaking. Hey, Mom, no, I can't be upset because you've got blood on your fanny. Hey, Mom. Fuck you.
Okay, you've made your point. I feel so. Do you know what's funny? We've got two boys. Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn into like Mrs. Boy.
Mrs.
And be like,
Mrs.
Oh, his little balls haven't dropped.
Oh, if you ever say to me, his little balls haven't dropped, I'm going to have to leave you.
Why?
That's the worst sentence in the world. His little balls haven't dropped. Who's ever said that? His little balls
Somebody
haven't
Somebody will have said that.
Hey,
before.
Rosie, how are the kids? Their little balls haven't dropped. I'm honestly, I'm fuming. I've got them on that trampoline every day.
What age do they lunatic. Drop? And what does that even mean?
I don't even know if they drop. I don't even know if they do drop. It's just boys, like teenage boys are just obsessed with that kind of crap. I was going to say before you rudely interrupted us with your horrible sarcasm that I couldn't tell. Some lads in my class, I wrote about it in the book, there were some lads in my class who were like, fuck, they were men. They were fucking men.
And lads are awful to each other.
Like one in particular, I'm not going to name him, but whenever the register was thinging, it was like, yes, sir. It was like ridiculous. It was like fucking the Hulk in the class.
Be like, you have been held back and nobody's telling us.
You've been held back 30 years.
Yeah. Honestly, big over here.
Yes, sir! Blatantly put it on. And then whenever I said anything, it was like, it made a squeaky noise. I was like, oh, thanks, mate. Oh,
but look at you. Mate. Look at you, totally formed, pubescent AF now.
I've got loads of pubes now. So, anyone who doesn't think I've got too many, if
there
anything.
You go,
sick of them.
Right?
Sick of them.
There
yeah.
you all came to fruition, didn't
well
it?
Done me. Well done, me.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So I just want to take a second to apologise to all our American listeners.
Okay.
I was well off.
Right, okay.
Well off.
How far off were you?
I don't...
Sorry, am I calling on the maths here?
Yes.
Right, okay, let's just
so
go
just
well off
I just
want to
read
then.
This.
Let's just go
just
well
really
off.
Quickly. The history of the United States started with the arrival of Native Americans in North America around 15,000 BC.
Wow.
Yeah. Numerous indigenous cultures formed and many disappeared in the 1500s. The arrival of Christopher Columbus in 1492 started the European colonization of the Americans.
Got you.
Most colonies were formed after 1600 and the United States was the first nation whose most distant origins are fully recorded. By the 1760s, the 13 British colonies contained 2.5 million people along the Atlantic coast, east of the
If you've just tuned
mountains.
In, believe it or not, this is Shag Marinoid. Rosie's just
no, do you know what it is? I didn't want
hoying up all over Wikipedia.
I just didn't want to offend anyone because
didn't offend anyone, yeah,
you know
yeah.
I am stupid.
Yes.
Basically.
Well, so Robin's got this book right called Spinderella.
Uh-huh,
right?
Yes,
have you read
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's
about a little spider called mm-hmm. Spinderella, and the reason it's called the only reason it's just really called Spinderella. It's got nothing to do with Cinderella, but she has a hairy godmother, which is a spider. I don't want to give away the ending here, which is a spider that appears when she makes a wish.
Yes.
Right, that's all it is. There's nothing. There's no balls or anything like that kind of things. But it's all about numbers, right? Mm-hmm. And she can't count, and her family can't count, right? And as I'm reading it, so Spinderella will go like when they're looking in this, they live in a school, and they go, "Oh, how many children are in that class or whatever." And the parent, the mom goes, loads. And the brothers and sisters go, lots. And she goes, but why can't we count? We are not far off that. I read that and I'm saying to Rob and I'm like, dude, one day you're going to ask me for the maths homework and I'm going to be like, loads, lots.
I'm genuinely jealous of people who know loads of stuff. My dad's like that.
Your dad's really clever.
My dad's
Your
really
dad's
clever.
Pub quiz, absolute legend.
I just wanted to be a pop star. I didn't listen. I didn't take it in. Selfishly, I was like, I don't care. But now as I'm getting older, see, I know that now.
Oh, so you know that. Okay, well, close the laptop and tell us what that was.
Oh, 1600s and...
Still on the laptop. See, I've picked up sort of random knowledge over the year. I learned more since I started stand-up. Since I went to uni, I think, and just had conversations with people who were just cleverer than me.
Mm.
And then since I started stand-up and just out in life, I've learned more than that.
I think you come to a certain age in life where you want to know.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, maybe.
I actually...
I think some people want to know straight away. I think there's some kids who love knowledge, but just me and you.
We're not.
Rosie, what podcast is called Shag Married Annoyed? That wasn't going to be us, for fuck's sake. I think we should give ourselves a break here because I think we're having a go at each other, Right? I think we should just have a go at you.
We've got other talents, haven't we?
Yes.
You know what I mean? So you can do a Rubik's Cube.
I can do. I did one this morning. Yeah. Rafe loves it, by the way.
I can yodel. We seem to forget that I can yodel. God. We never talk about that enough.
That's like, just imagine that scenario of like, we've sort of hit a rough patch and we're looking at the bills going out and we're looking at the outgoings and we're looking at the bank statements and we're going, it's not working out here. We might have to downsize and sell the house. And you go, Chris, can you take a moment? We seem to forget that I can yodel. So buy that Rolls Royce. Oh, come on.
I'm done it for a while.
Are you going to yodel in arenas when we're going on tour? Jesus Christ, she nearly exploded with excitement there.
Hadn't thought about yodeling at Wembley.
Oh, shouldn't have done that. Okay.
Wombley. I'll be, oh my, can I yodel at the show? It'll only be, high on a hill, live lonely, good hill, lay on, lay on, lay.
I'll practice. They'll join in. I know what these people are like. Right. They'll join in. They'll be buzzing.
Come on!
Oh, well, there's 30 seconds of the show written.
There you go.
Just another hour and a half to write.
No, I meant this is all going to take up time of the, you know, that's for sure there, yodeling. Okay. There can go. I dress in yodeling clothes?
Oh, look, you're not doing costume changes. You can go mate, and fuck yourself.
There's going to be loads of costume changes. God. Are you kidding us?
Guys, if you want to, obviously, just as a little update, the shows have been rescheduled for the September time, all the Shag Married Annoyed shows. If you haven't had a look on there now, on the website, all the rescheduled shows are on there now. And there's actually still a few little tickets for a couple of the arenas.
I think there
is,
because a lot of people changed them or some people couldn't go. So I think there might be some tickets left. I haven't actually
looked. Well, let's be honest, we've rescheduled the whole thing for September. People have got a lot of plans back into the year. A lot of plans going on.
That is very true. So but there we go. To all of the guys who are still coming, we cannot wait to see you there. We are so excited.
And I will do my best to make sure she forgets about the yodeling.
Yeah,
I
won't forget.
I can't promise anything. Fuck's sake. That really hurts my headphones.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef.
What's your beef?
What's your beef? No beefs this week? No characters?
No,
characters. And the phone line dead, is it? Not get reception. Can they not get through? Can they not?
No, because I've got something else exciting coming up. I can't give away all my creativity.
Oh, you did tell me earlier on you've got a new section.
Got something, yeah.
Oh, goodness me. So, fantastic. Excited. Okay. Do you want to go first or shall I?
Whatever.
Everything's opening up now. The world's up, you know, starting to get... Like yesterday, I went to the climbing wall with Robin and I went to the pub and it's starting to feel normal again.
Yes.
We are still at the stage of spending so much time together. It's actually horrendous. It's horrific.
I really quickly, if you don't mind, just want to hit on something.
Okay.
Because we haven't really talked about it. Obviously, the world is opening up. And I just wanted to say on here that if you're feeling a bit anxious about it, that's absolutely fine. Because I think a lot of people are.
Well, can you blame anyone?
No, yeah. I can't blame anyone. The government has told us we've got to stay in our house. It's been really scary.
It's not normal. Yeah. It's not normal to be told to lock away for ages and then to be going, you know what, you can go to the gym now. And you go, you know, if the first time you get on a treadmill and you're near someone else and they're like, and you're a little bit, oh God, that's fine. Yeah. That is fine.
But
just don't fucking shout at people.
That's my thing. I think... Personally, for us, we are a team opposite of that.
Yeah.
We are desperate for things to get back to normal. We cannot wait. We just want life back and stuff like that. But I think we haven't had this conversation. We can have it now. We need to go forward in the world understanding that not everybody is on our page. And I think people who aren't on our page need to understand that there's other people who are ready for the world to get back to normal.
Yes.
And I think to go forward peacefully and, you know, courageously, we all need to understand each other.
Is this where you announce that you are running to be Prime Minister? Because this is...
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely not. Worst job in the world.
Rosie, I'm moved. I'm moved. And by the way, everyone, while she was doing that little speech, she did do a David Brent fingers locking together thing, which was, I mean, almost pointless because it's an audio medium, but I did enjoy it.
Thank you.
So
the thing is, I am a little bit stupid with other stuff, but like public speaking, great.
Got you. Yeah.
Great at it.
Yeah.
What is it called? Not public speaking. Like inspirational promotion, like
motivational speaker.
Motivational speaker. Right. That's what I want to do.
Inspirational promotion. Fuck me. Words, just words. I'll just keep saying the words until Chris gets it. Is it even working? Spite your speaker. Motivational speaker. Rosie, stop. Okay.
That's
I'll stop.
I'd like to do. Charlie, who's editing this part, can you edit around that somehow?
Nope. It's not getting edited. Everyone needs to know how stupid you are.
Shout out to our editors really quickly.
Yeah.
Daisy's having a couple of weeks off with half term and Charlie's doing it today. So we never mention them.
We never, do you know what? I look at the podcast pages and it's always like edited and produced by bloody blah, and we don't say anything. So Daisy and Charlie.
Daisy Knight, Charlie Morell. Thank you.
Thank you both very much. Thank You're you. Awesome. Now, back to the beefs.
Right, yes. Come on. Let's do this.
Do you want to go first or shall I?
I mean, I'd happily go first.
Go.
Right. My beef with you this week and for our whole entire life together.
Wonderful.
I hate.
Hate.
Hate. Loathe.
Okay.
I hate that you ask Siri questions.
Right.
And ask it to
first
do
first of
things.
All, it's Siri. Very annoying.
Siri,
okay.
Whatever it's called.
Really?
Yeah. Like you'll be making some pasta and you'll just, from nowhere, you'll go, "Hi Siri, put an alarm on for 3 minutes.
Well, what's wrong with that?
And I just find it really irritating.
What's wrong? What? I'm in touch with... You know what this is? This is because you're a fucking Luddite and you're terrible at technology, and it's because I'm in touch with technology and I'm across the board and I can sort things out. Oh, I'm not a Luddite. What one did you pick at GCSE? The internet one. Do you mean IT? Lunatic. You've got...
information
Rosie,
technology.
Rosie, I looked at your phone the other day, right? I looked at your phone to look at some photos of the bands.
Shouldn't we check my phone?
228 unread emails in the bottom.
Oh, that's not
sick.
My... No,
I
no.
I was nearly sick.
No, they're never like that.
It was horrendous.
That was flipping Peloton.
I nearly left you.
Chris, that was Peloton.
What do you mean?
I put on Instagram that I went on Peloton and I put my name on. I didn't realise people could follow us.
I've got
loads of... Honestly, pressure wow. much. People following us on bloody Peloton. Kind of get away from people. I'm sick. Leave us alone.
Did you flick the camera when you got off, by the way, on the little screen on the top?
There's a camera.
Are you joking? Did you not know?
Are you taking the mic?
Did you flick it closed, the little shutter?
Don't.
On the camera, because they can watch you exercise. That's why they follow you. They watch you exercise.
No, they don't.
They do on the little camera on the top.
Oh, no.
Did you close the shutter on it?
No.
You're joking. Oh, you're not being sent any screen grabs or anything if you're sweating.
Are you taking the mic?
Yeah, I'm taking the piss.
Oh, my God.
I love that so much. Oh, God.
That's not funny.
Oh, give that
one. I look so disgusting.
I, halfway through exercising on that thing, I make sure it's shut. I put a towel
is
over
there. Is that actually a camera?
Yeah, there's no idea why. No, you know, like on the top of a laptop, there's literally a camera on the top of the screen.
Oh, that's gross.
Why would anyone want that? Like, do you know what I mean? Oh my God.
Who's watching me?
Yeah, there's a sweaty photo of me. It's got a physical shutter, so you can physically shut it. Not like the top of a laptop. Yeah, it's always shut. Don't worry.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Like, honestly, if you followed us on Peloton, I'm not going to be interacting with you. People are high-fiving us the other day. I was like, I just wanted to come on here.
Getting you on that Peloton is one of the worst things I've ever had to do.
Why?
It's just awful. It's just awful. Like,
it's really hard. So now, clip yourself in.
No, so this is your problem, right? So you don't like me asking Siri stuff because I'm like in touch with technology and I'm good with things and I can do all that. That's what this is. You're jealous because you for the pasta, you'd be like, the reason I ask Siri to do things with the pasta is because I'll have other stuff in my hands and I'm doing stuff. And it's just dead easy. I go start a timer, bang, it starts a timer. You're like either doing it and getting like pasta water all over your phone off your monkey blooming meat hook claws where you've prepared all your food.
I just hate it. I just don't like it. It's like when you watch an advert and they're like, "Hey, Google, do it." And you're like, oh, just fucking use your hand, lazy bastard.
Using the function that has been invented to make our life easier is bad, isn't it?
I don't like it.
Brilliant.
I just don't like it.
Well, I'm annoyed at you using the inside toilet. Why don't you shit outside in the outside toilet like everyone used to?
Ridiculous.
Nah, no way. It's the same kind of thing. But your thing is, getting you on that Peloton, it should have been me beef this week. Actually, do you know what? It's me beef this week.
Oh,
my
great.
Beef with you is, you went to have a go on my Peloton, and it
your
was
Peloton.
The worst
don't
thing.
Wait, do we have shared money? Is it just yours, is it?
I think I bought it before we had shared money.
Great.
I think I did.
Nah, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
All right, you went to go on our Peloton,
yes.
Right? And you were literally, it's just pathetic. You're like, oh, I'm not doing it. And like, I feel like I've like invented it. You make me feel so bad about something that I know how to use. You're like, well, how do you do this? Right, why is this happening? How do I get this? Oh, why is it not? Then you went, can I just use your profile? And I went, no, you can't use my profile. It's got all of my workouts on. You'll knacker it. It'll be like, oh
for God's sake. Why do you care?
Because it goes like, it tells you, I got it. Hey, I got a little badge the other day because I did 50
right,
rides.
Oh, that's it. You're pathetic.
I did
you just want to get the bloody medals.
I did 50 rides and they give us a badge. If you went on for a day, it would be like, all right, Chris, what happened yesterday? You were sluggish and a bit shit on this.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. See, this, that's rank. You love shit like that.
Of course I do. And you know what was worse, right? As you're on it, you're like, what you're like doing is you're like going on my stuff, either breaking it or hurting yourself and then blaming me like I did it. So you clip yourself in, you're on the thing and you shouted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember I ran through and you had to go at us? You were on it, right? And I was like, she's in there, she's on it, she's being whinging, but she's being... You literally went,
I didn't.
And I ran through thinking
right.
You'd like...
Listener, there was no,
I
went, Chris!
You might have even said help.
No,
I'm sure you said help.
I did not. I did not say help.
Help! and I came running through thinking you'd like somehow like went like over the handlebars or something, no, even though it's a static bike. And you went, can I get a drink of water? And I was like, you're a
I disagree. Awesome. You are just so dramatic. You are the most dramatic person I've ever met
talk
in my life.
Dramatic.
I could come into a room and I could go, Chris. And you go, oh, what? What? Are you all right? I literally whispered your name. Nah, you nah, moron.
It's the way you do.
Well, I'm not being funny, right?
Screaming
listen,
from other rooms.
I've done two rides. I did actually enjoy them. Right. And I'm going to keep on going because I did enjoy them. But I do not like the clipping yourself in thing.
Okay.
It feels very... I don't like it. There's a feeling of like, I can't get out of this.
Right, okay.
And when the first couple of times that you try and clip yourself out, you can't. And I get a bit panicky.
Right. You know what, so you know what I'm going to do, right? As soon as you clip it next time, I'm going to set the fire alarm off and I'm going to evacuate the house and see how quick you get out.
Well, no, because I wouldn't, would I? I'd panic. So don't do that.
This bike's not working. I can't get out. I'm pedaling so fast, I'm not moving. When it's not your thing, you just, why is this? The same as your mom. Every time your mom goes to me, Chris, that thing's not working. I go, well, it's what you're saying is, I know you just broke that thing. You're exactly the same as your daughter. You've broke it. I don't know what's up with that bin, but it's done now. You've just smashed the lid of it because you're a fucking absolute ham-fisted maniac. Same as your daughter.
Oh, gosh.
Windows are not opening properly. Did you slam it too hard? You probably did.
Here's something. Period, I've got a beef with my mom.
It's time for What's Your Beef with Sandra? Sandra, what's your beef with Sandra? Sandra.
No, this is going to sound really horrible. But so we went to the supermarket yesterday, me and my mum, and had a little rave. And how can I say this without sounding awful? Right. So I love a bargain. Right. Okay. I do love a bargain. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. We've been brought up working class. Love a bargain.
Oh, why? Everyone loves a bargain.
We're doing okay financially. Yeah. I quite like to buy the shopping and like treating myself and getting nice things.
Okay.
I went shopping with my mum yesterday and she got annoyed with me for not buying the whoopsies. She actually got a bit abusive and annoyed. And one of them,
I
picked up some chicken breasts, right? This is another beef. I picked up some chicken breasts and they had two days lower date than the one at the back, right? Yeah. And I said, oh, I'm going to get these. She went, well, there'll be higher dates than that. And I went, Mom, we're eating them in 2 hours. And she went, no. She went, nah, get the higher date because they just taste fresher.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, so I did it. But then all the way around the store, if I picked up anything full price, she like looked down on it. I can't describe it. It was as if like, no. It was really strange. So I won't be going shopping again, if I'm honest.
Can I just say, you just, because obviously your mum's a single household, so she sort of lives here for some of the week because you're allowed to bubble up with this. I don't know what the fuck goes on. She just has done from the beginning, so I don't know what the fuck.
She's in my bubble.
Anyway, yeah.
She's in everyone's bubble.
What's so weird with you is you were literally, your mum's not here and you're like, oh, I miss me mum. I really do miss me mum. And then your mum's here and you're like, you fucking seen what that bitch just did.
Come
here. I've never said that. Come here. See what she's doing, man. I've just been away with her. It's a fucking nightmare, man. She's making us buy the whoopsie stuff. I hate her. Oh, I miss her so much. She's gone.
No, I just want to say that again because I sound terrible. She wanted me to buy the whoopsies of things that I don't actually even
Rosie,
like.
Rosie, your mum is the only person in Hexham Waitrose who uses that whoopsie. You know her name. Like, oh, here she comes. Here's the whoopsie woman. Yeah, we've got them all out for you, Sandra. All these other stuck up fuckers around here. They're not going to buy it. This is Sandra. They're just going to put a little sign over it that says Sandra's stash.
It's stuff that she doesn't even need. She's just like, well, look, it's got money off. Look at this. Oh, God, love her. But, you know, just trying to treat myself. Just trying to, because there's no else. We have saved so much money not eating out. I was thinking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Not eating out, not going to pubs and restaurants. That's why I'm going my end.
I went crazy in the pub yesterday. Absolutely crazy when I went to that beer garden. Mm. We cycled up the beer garden. There was two lads sitting there. They knew who I was. They listened to the podcast, which was really cool.
Oh.
One of them said that I'd... he went to Newcastle Uni, and when he was at Newcastle Uni, I did a gig there apparently, and I got him. I got him to come and sit in an empty seat in the front row because I wanted the front row filled, and I told him I wouldn't take the piss out of him. Apparently, he told us yesterday, and I spent the whole show taking the piss out of him. So, yeah, when I'm back on tour, I don't trust us. If I say sit at the front, I won't take the piss out of you because I probably will.
You will.
Anyway,
can we both take the piss out of people at the Shag Marinoi tour?
We can now.
That's gonna be exciting.
But so them two lads were dead nice, and me and Robin sat down at the other end of the beer garden. Couldn't work out what kind of chips to get. Got all the chips because I hadn't been in the pub for ages. Three kinds of chips and a pack of crisps.
Yeah.
Got them carby. A pint each, them lads, just because I was like, get them a pint, whatever they're drinking.
Nice.
And then I tipped the staff almost the same amount as the bill because I was just so excited to be back in the pub.
So all that money that was saved, not going to the pub.
It's all
going to
fly out. I'm going back this afternoon. I can't wait.
Get in. Good luck to all the businesses opening up as well this week. We are desperate to get back there.
Absolutely.
Good luck. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Guys, as always, thank you so much for getting in touch with all of your amazing stories and questions and just the brilliant input that you keep firing our way. We really, really do appreciate it. As always, if you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Just send us it. If it's in your head and you're thinking, oh, should I send them that? Just send it. Go for it. We'll love it. Thank you.
We'll keep you anonymous as well.
The interaction, I know we say it all the time, but the interaction that you guys put towards this podcast, it's honestly mind-blowing. Thank you.
So I've come up with a new little song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a question as well, or a story.
So is it a kind of subsection of question from the public, the same way that question from the public?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we get sent a lot of stories from doctors.
Got you.
Who have to retrieve items that Fantastic. Are stuck up people's anuses.
We've got so many of them.
Loads of them.
Ironically, we've got stories like that coming out of us.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So I miss singing, as you know, so I've decided to write a little song. And I just really hope you like it. Everyone listening likes it.
On behalf of everyone listening, I can't wait.
Okay. I've done the, I got it off YouTube on my phone. So I haven't got me.
So we're expecting more top-notch sound quality is what you're saying.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Right.
Will there be tinniness?
I don't know. Don't make us laugh because I don't want you to miss any of it.
Should have known what you're married into. Don't make us laugh. I think this is.
Right, here we go. This is called Search for the Items Inside Yourself. Don't make us laugh.
I already love it. Okay.
Don't make us laugh.
I'm going to have to just cover my face.
Right, there's an introduction. Don't make us laugh. Right, here we go. Sometimes people get really bored. Sex life is stale and such a chore. It's a shame. All through life, you're taught that shit comes out your ass.
Jesus!
Don't put your fingers up there, no, no. Whoa. Such a shame.
Good God.
But some folks, okay, yes, mostly men, don't take their mom's advice away. And that's why the NHS is overrun with bored blokes looking for some fun. They've got to search for the items inside themselves. Search for the lampshades they hide.
Lampshades!
Search for the items inside yourself. Stop wasting your doctor's time.
Wow.
There we go.
Oh, that was very good. Wonderful. I'm
Thank
proud
you.
Of you. That
Thank
was
you
excellent.
So much.
I really enjoyed that.
I'm so glad.
Disclaimer, I don't think that's exactly why the NHS is overrun. I don't think it's specifically with people putting things
up
their
ass. I mean, it's got to be a big portion of it.
I mean, the thing is, when the NHS is overrun, as it is always, going in with something you've shoved up your ass must be, you know, it's
oh,
the last
thing
you'd
be like, are you kidding us?
Yeah.
We've got two broken legs
but
in
at
the
same time,
reception.
I have to say, devil's avocado here, I bet it keeps morale high.
I bet it does.
I bet it keeps morale high.
Gives them
time.
Something to talk
yeah.
about.
Yeah, so, you know, they're doing a service.
Would you like to hear a lovely story?
Absolutely. If you moved on to something that wasn't about summing up someone's ass after that, I think I'd smash this office up.
Get in. Okay. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
Please keep me anonymous. I think from the subject line, it's obvious why.
Okay.
Everyone who has worked in healthcare will have a ridiculous story of a foreign body in an orifice it shouldn't be in.
Mm-hmm.
And mine happened in my very first job as a doctor when I'd only been qualified for about 3 months.
Got you.
Ho, 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 ho.
I think, sorry to interrupt you, but a lot of these that we get, it's always, I was new, and I think it's like, you know how builders get the apprentices to lift the lift the sandbag over their head and they cut it with the standing knife or with a cement bag? I think this is what happens. I think it's like, right, someone's got, right, get that intern, get the new person in now. Yep. Get the student doctor now.
Yep, they've got something up their arse, right, come
100%.
On. Where's what I face? She's
Great.
Just started.
Great.
So there you go. I was working in general surgery, and this particular week, I was on the on-call team. I came in on the Monday morning, and there was a new patient on the emergency theatre list who had come in overnight with foreign body in rectum.
Fantastic.
He'd pitched up to A&E, in the middle of the night, complaining of rectal bleeding, and on further questioning, revealed he'd put something up his backside. Ugh. The foreign body turned out to be a condom filled with plaster of Paris.
Shut the... Oh, no.
The stuff you get in craft shops to make models with.
Hey, what a blast from the past. Plaster of
plaster
Paris.
Plaster of Paris.
Never hadn't heard about
Honestly,
it for ages.
Yeah. You used to be able to get a TG and Allen's. Remember TG and Allen's on King Street?
So I never bought it in TG. So where we live in South Shields is a street, main street for anyone not from where we're from, called King Street, which used to be a very vibrant shopping street, even before COVID, like before COVID times hit, kind of thing. And it did have an amazing shop called TG Allen, which my mum always said was expensive. But I'm just wanting to know here, Rosie, because we had a very similar childhood.
Right.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I think you did exactly the same thing as me. As soon as you said Pastor of Paris, TG Allen popped into my head because they did have lots of arts and crafts, right?
Yes.
Now, the Plaster of Paris was in sort of plastic, sort of, it was in like a plastic packaging.
Mm-hmm.
It almost looked like a giant oversized novelty chocolate bar, the packaging that it was kind of in.
Mm-hmm.
Did you used to go in and just squeeze it?
All the time.
There we go, so did I.
Poked it, squeezed it, everything.
I never bought it, but I went in and squeezed it.
All the time.
That's amazing.
Did it with everything.
As soon as you said TG Allen, I knew you were going to do that. I bet it was a thing that all kids in our town did. Just going to your mum's, your mum's looking in the clothes shop next door, right? We'll just go to TG Allen and squeeze the
Poke
plaster of Paris.
Stuff. Yeah.
Do you think maybe one day, Rosie, you squeezed the plaster of Paris and just after you, maybe I squeezed it and it was like we held hands?
Oh my gosh. Maybe. Maybe. You never know. We could have, stole some of the same pick and mix from Woolworths over the road as well. So he stuck some plaster of Paris up his arse in
a
condom.
So put plaster of Paris, which is essentially modelling clay.
Yeah.
Into a condom and then stuck it up his arse. Well, that
sounds
absolutely ridiculous because I imagine it's morphed into the shape of his
arse. Yeah, so because it goes hard.
Brilliant.
So he'd put it up there at some point in the afternoon and then it had hardened and he couldn't get it back out.
Phenomenal. What a...
It happens to the best of us. Eventually, he panicked and came to hospital.
Great.
The x-ray was quite something to behold. They took him to theatre that morning to remove it, and in the surgeon's words, we had to dilate him so much, it's amazing his bowel didn't perforate.
Oh, nah.
What does that mean?
Ooh,
so they've had to put so much air up his backside?
No, not air.
Dilate.
They've clamped his arse open.
Oh, God.
That's why I immediately felt sick. So oh, they've basically, yeah. yeah. Oh. Like,
But that, you know, what's that got to do with these
you
bowels?
You know when you're emptying your bin bag and it's a bit leaky, so you need to put it in another bin bag, and but it's already quite full, so you get someone else to hold the bin bag really open so you can dump the other bin bag in. They've kind of done that.
But what's that got to do with his bowel?
Your bowel leads right to the end of you. Your bowel's the tunnel.
Speculum.
The speculum.
What's it called, man? The thing, when you get a smear test, they put it in, they open you up.
Why are you asking me what the thing, when you get a smear test, is called? Like, I've just been for my smear test. Well, I don't know.
It's important to go for your
what
smear test.
What I'm saying
test.
Is, if the bowel's the tunnel, then the bum wall is the entrance to the tunnel. So that's
is that
probably
how quickly
what
it starts?
I am, what do you think? There's a reception area. What do you mean? You can go into an arsehole and before you get there with a bowel, there's just like
so
a little...
So I thought there was a bowel and the...
couple of magazines, little sofa.
The intestines are before the bowel. So they go through
food
the intestines.
Food goes stomach, then intestine, then bowel.
Then bowel, and then it comes straight out, right? Yeah. Okay, didn't know that. But now that makes a lot of sense. As if that wasn't stupid enough, later on that day, I was walking back onto the ward when my friend, another junior doctor, called me over to speak to an older couple he was talking to with a slightly smug grin on his face. They are having her life here. Do you know who this couple is?
Right.
Can you guess who they are?
No. The mum and dad?
It's bloody mum and dad.
Shut up. What are they doing? Right.
They've come to check on the son who's in hospital.
Brilliant.
Why wouldn't you?
Oh, you know God.
What's happened? What's happened now with David? He's in hospital. Right, okay. Get your coat. George, shall I make a sandwich? No, we'll get one there. Right, okay. Here we go.
Right.
He told me that this couple were the parents of the man who'd been to theatre this morning and then proudly introduced me as one of the doctors looking after your son. She'll be able to give you all the updates.
Oh, no.
I took the couple to the relatives' room and quickly went to speak to their son and explain that his mum and dad were here and asking questions. What's the matter?
Oh, my word.
Should probably mention this was a grown-ass adult man in his 40s and his parents were a very sweet elderly couple.
Oh, no.
Since we can't discuss a patient's medical history without their consent, I asked how much he wanted me to say, and thank God he said he didn't want me to tell them what had happened.
Oh, man.
This is the bit, though, that gets me, right?
Right.
Okay. So, this obviously happens. I don't know anyone who shoved anything up their backside, so I can't vouch.
It's a bold statement. You just might not know the.
I might not know it. Well, yeah. Fair enough. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Rosie. If you want to be friends with me, I just need you to fill out this form. And you'll notice on the form
it does say
declare if you put anything up your ass. I will need to know that or we can't be friends, just so you know. Can't wait till you have that discussion with the parents at Robin's new school.
Listen,
should we have a play date? Can you fill this form out?
If my son is going to play with your son / daughter, I need to know if you or your husband or your partner has ever had anything up there. That will be...
Just post that part of me. Post that part of us. Or you can drop it off if you see it at school tomorrow. Just drop it off. You don't really fill it in now. But that bit there, section B, very important. B for bum. So you know. And bodies.
And backside. And bonding. Anyway, right. So this is the bit that gets me. So she's gone back and she's like, right, what do you want us to tell them? Right, you don't want us to tell anything. Okay. So she has to go back to the couple now. I think she's enjoying this.
Right.
I went back and explained to them that their son hadn't consented to me discussing the case.
Oh, brilliant.
So instead of saying, he's broke his rib.
Right.
She's gone back and she's like, I'm sorry, but I can't tell you what's the matter with your son.
Right.
And so I'm not being funny, if that was your mum and dad, they'd be like, well, why?
Yeah. So that's, I can't work out whether he's done her a favour or he's stitched her up big time there.
I think he's made it worse.
Well, because, but then again, she doesn't have to go and tell this poor elderly couple. Watch the joy drain out of their faces when they go, you know, the girl with the dirty sword was done, he come in your ass now, bloody plug.
But why couldn't they just lie?
Condom full of plaster of Paris, put it up when it was soft, and how the fuck he did that must have been like trying to put jelly down a hose pipe, but he got it up there, and he couldn't get it out. I tell you what, we opened his arse so wide, the wind blew, and it sounded like the ferry was coming in. Madness. But anyway, yeah, coffee machine's over there. Your son's a fucking pervert. Like,
and it's weird because I thought two gallons had shut down. But he's got this plaster of Paris from somewhere.
However, right, has he, you know, has he made it worse? Because then she's got to go home and do this whole doctor-patient confidence.
That's what I'm thinking. Why couldn't you say?
Because he'll tell them anyway. They'll find out anyway. It's his mom and dad. He'll tell them what happened, or he make up an even better lie.
Would you ever tell your parents that?
No, probably not, actually.
No, I think I would say to the doctor, doctor, I feel like a pair of kids. I'm joking. I'd say, doctor, I would not like my parents to know this. Can we tell them something else?
Yeah.
Can we say that I've got a kidney infection or something like that?
Right, yeah. Water infection.
You know what I mean? Yeah, anything. Because now, I know what my parents are like, especially Sandra. Yeah. She'd be like, what is it?
Oh, it'd be a nightmare.
Every day. Yeah. She wouldn't speak to us again. If I didn't tell her what I was in hospital for, she would stop speaking to us.
Aye, and then you would go to your mom, look, I've got to be honest with you, it was condom full of plaster and Paris, and she'd go, the expensive plaster of Paris from T.J. Allen. What was the date on it? Did you get it for the whoopsie aisle at least? Was it the one that them kids had been squeezing? A brand new one! Full price!
You can make your own Play-Doh, Rosie. Flour, water, salt. Babadoo, 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 ba. I've been missing Rosie's mysteries, so I thought, why not email in myself? I would like to stay anonymous, please.
Okay.
So this is sort of a Rosie's mysteries.
Okay.
Great. But I haven't done the theme tune.
That's fine. No one cares about the theme tune.
I think you'll find that a lot of people care about the theme tune. Okay. But I just thought this week's was a bit theme tune heavy.
Okay, yeah.
So,
well, you can't top the one you just did, I'll be honest with you.
Thank you.
By putting the other one on.
Thank you.
And plus this new podcast setup that we haven't even mentioned yet. I feel if you try and move the pop shield even slightly, I feel like his mics are going to hit the ceiling.
I can't be putting the laptop on my shoulder anymore. No.
So what I've done, guys, is I've sort of got a shelf, a really awful shelf that I've put on the wall that looks like it's about to fall off, and I've clamped two mic sort of things on. Because even we got,
mic,
you know,
arms.
Mic arm things, and they're spring mounted, and it took us a good 20 minutes to get it to stay the fucking, you know. I feel like if you try and move it and hold up the laptop, it's going
to
be a nightmare.
Just really bad.
What?
I'm like hating that you're telling everyone about this, but I'm only hating it because I've heard this about 25 times.
Cool, awesome.
But they say first time.
That's great.
So Chris has done this thing.
For having one of the biggest podcasts in the UK, we have got the shoddiest fucking setup ever.
But that's why I like it.
Ever.
Rustic.
Like, people start podcasts and they go, I'm going to start a podcast, and they do the studio first. And they've got all this fucking amazing gear, like 400 quid mics and that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm saying we're behind most people who even start podcasts. Like, well, we are. It's shoddy. That shelf's not even fucking level.
No, it's horrific.
Yeah, it's
should
awful.
Should be ashamed. I don't even know why you're telling everyone, because it's shameful.
I'm embarrassed. I'll put a photo of it on later.
Right, here we go. A little bit of a backstory.
Mm-hmm.
I am currently a district nurse, but this little mystery goes back a couple of years ago.
Got you.
I was a young sandwich artist working at Subway.
I love that they call them that.
I love that.
Fucking love that they call them sandwich
artists. Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, that was, so when that first became apparent, that was like the thing on the comedy circuit. So many people did routines about Subway being sandwich artists.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was every comic used to talk about it. Sandwich artist. Fantastic.
Wonderful. The day in question was like every other day. Nothing out of the ordinary happened. I was just living my best sub life. I'm not sure when the last time you went to Subway was, but during busy periods, there would be a person assigned to each section.
Yeah.
My section was the salad, which was perfect for me, as I used to be quite fast and I did the perfect ratio to meat. It's the little things in life, right? Really is. I think I'd like the salad section.
Right, okay.
I think I'd be quite good at that.
Yeah. Okay.
So the day in question, we had a very busy lunch rush with people queuing out of the door. I'm putting the salad on 2-foot-long BMTs for a customer who was very polite. I even put on extra gherkins like he asked. In my eyes, the sandwich was perfect. So, imagine my surprise when this little fucker gets to the till and refuses to pay for his sandwich as he can't possibly eat it.
What?
The guy on the till, let's call him Jake. Jake asked the customer, what's wrong and is there anything we can do to fix it? Would you like us to remake it? Excellent customer service, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. Just redo it.
Here is the mystery. What was wrong with the sandwich? What do you think's wrong with the sandwich?
Oh, right. Okay, hold on. This is going to be something really strange because
she's made a perfect sandwich.
Right. So My dad was telling me a story the other day about when he used to work in the job centres. He's got some incredible stories about when he used to work in the job centres. And he said he was once fixing a door.
So he was kind of the handyman for the job
centres. Yeah, he was the handyman, so he would do basic electrics, like light switches and changing light bulbs. He would do plumbing and basic maintenance on like the electric doors and stuff like that. And he said he was once fixing a door and a lady put the phone down, one of the ladies who was working there, I don't know what they're called, but you know, one of the sorts people out with sort of interviews and stuff. And she'd been on the phone.
Are they called job artists?
Job. High five.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely wonderful work. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks so
much. I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. God, look how happy you are with yourself. Fantastic.
I mean, like, I could have said it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
anyway,
that was brilliant. So the lady had said she was basically telling this guy on the phone that he'd that he'd missed his appointment to come in for his meeting.
Oof.
And he went, "Oh no, it was on the wrong day." And she went, "No, it was on the right day. I told you what the day was." And he said, "Yeah, but it was an odd number. I'm not leaving the house on an odd number day." Yeah.
Right.
And I'm thinking this might be one of them things. So I'm thinking it was either something she did about touching it.
Okay.
Or I'm thinking, and this is something that actually does annoy me on Subway sometimes, I think the cut in half of the foot long wasn't exactly in the middle.
Right. And
that's my guess.
Okay. All right.
That's
all right.
My
Let's
guess.
See. Okay. The customer tells Jake that he can't eat the sandwiches because the salad girl put her tits in it.
Okay, I was a little bit out there. I was a little bit out with that guess.
He didn't want it remaking and he certainly didn't want the salad girl touching it.
Wow.
That's right. Tits in a sandwich. I was absolutely mortified. The
what
shop
a
was full.
Bastard.
I had no recollection of putting my tits in his sandwich, but as a short 5'3" lady, I did struggle to reach the salad right at the back, which is where the gherkins lived.
That's what's happened. Oh, bless her.
I also have quite big boobs, which is slightly inconvenient. When I leaned over to grab the gherkins, I accidentally leaned into this poor bugger sandwich and added a side of tit.
It's just the gall to just stand there and go, "I'm not having that because she's put her tits.
She's got her bloody tits all over me, sorry."
Wow. Oh my God. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that she's put a t-shirt. Yes, a t-shirt. And
yeah, she's like, just touched. She's grazed
he
it.
He didn't have to say she put her tits in it. Well, he could have said, like, look, she proper leaned into it there. But do you know what? I tour with Carl Hutchinson and he's walked out of shops on much less than that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
It says here, he never came back.
Never.
He also complained to Subway HQ.
Great.
And I had to have a little footstool.
A little crockett
to
keep the tits out of everyone's footlongs.
I worked there for another few years after that, and I was quite often named Tit Sandwich, which is fair enough. Still haven't lived it down.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it says here, what's the worst thing that's happened to you or your food when getting a takeaway / lunch?
I'm just thinking about that. Just, I can have a footlong Italian, please. Chicken, breast? No, just chicken.
No. Would you like a bit of breast? No,
just chicken. Just chicken. No breast. Just chicken.
Oh, Susie, get your footstool out. He doesn't want any tit in his sonny.
Oh God. What was the question? What's the worst thing?
So, what's the worst thing that's happened to you or your food when getting a takeaway / lunch?
So to touch on a friend of the podcast, Carl Hutchinson, who is an absolute lunatic for when people do anything with his food. Mm-hmm. We were once walking around a town in the middle of the night on tour somewhere. I can't remember where it was.
Right.
And there was a kebab shop open. It was the only thing open. I was like, oh, we'll just go and get something from there. And we went to go in and the man was sitting in the back room watching the telly with his hands behind his head, leaning on his head.
Okay.
And Carl went, "We're not getting it from there. Look at him touching his hair." And then we had to leave because the guy had touched his hair. And we just walked. I've spent my
Carl
life.
Carl was so prepared for this pandemic.
So prepared.
Unbelievable.
If I'd have been really, really, really terrified, even more terrified of COVID if he'd have got it. Because he is the cleanest, most ridiculous, clean freak and germaphobe ever. Mm. If he'd have got it, I'd be like, right, this is airborne.
Doesn't he not like people touching sausage rolls?
So
if they don't use tongs, he doesn't want it.
Yeah, in a baker's, basically, sometimes they do that thing where you go, the sausage roll's hot, and they'll put their hand in a bag, and they'll touch it with a bag, and then they'll go, yeah, they're warm, but then they'll go to put the sausage roll in that bag that they just had their hand in, hit the roof.
Oh.
It's rubbed off on me. I've done it before. We're in Kirkcaldy, just outside Edinburgh. Shout out to everyone at Kirkcaldy. And I did it once because when I'm with him for too long, it rubs off on us.
Yeah.
I was like, don't put it in the bag if I had your hand in. And she was like, what? And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm him. I'm turning to him.
That aside, he's genuinely one of the most
loveliest guy in the world. My best mate by a mile. One of the best guys ever.
Just likes his food clean. Just I get maniac. It, I get it.
Yeah, he once, when me and him got ill on tour, we had sickness and diarrhea for like this mad 24-hour bug. Basically, we went to this lovely country pub and it had like a fire and everything, and I was buzzing because little comforts like that don't really happen on tour. It's always quite corporate-y hotels. Mm. I was buzzing about this place having a fire. And our tour manager, Reese, is a little bit posher than us. Mm. And I remember we ordered food. Me and Carl both ordered a burger. Mm-hmm. And then I remember Reese was like, I'll have a baked potato, please. And it annoyed us that we said baked potato. A, because they said jack a potato on the menu, not baked potato. We decided to say baked because he's better than everyone. And then while I was hoying up my ring that night, and while Carl was hoying up his as well.
With a bit of food poisoning.
With both food poisoning from the burgers. Uh-huh. In my head, I was just like, hey, fine, any with these fucking baked potato. I was raging. But Carl come to the conclusion that the illness, the food poisoning from that burger was because the man bringing it touched his eye.
Is that what it was?
Went, him bloody touching his eye. I saw him bloody rubbing his eye. He's probably rubbed his eye, then rubbed all his eye gunk in our burgers. Oh, yeah, he just
nothing
comes
to
up
do with the meat. No, possibly
nothing
out of
the
date.
Meat, nothing the preparation in the kitchen. Nothing. It just, he comes up with these mad. So in all honesty, I don't know, because the maddest thing that could have happened to me could be something Carl made up. It could be something not. But yeah, maybe eye gunk in a burger. Best answer I can give.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey, Chris and Rosie. Firstly, congrats on your new home.
Thanks
very much. My question for you guys comes from a short story, but funny one, about my little sister. When my sister was 3 years old, I managed to convince my mum and dad to get a sausage dog. I wanted a German Shepherd, but was told small dogs only. And when we told my brother and sister the news, we asked what they wanted to call the new puppy. My sister stood thinking hard for a moment before piping up, "How about Little Slut?"
Okay.
Well, me and my mum just stood and looked at each other for a moment to see if we both heard her correctly before we fell about laughing. And my little sister then stood there hitting at our legs saying, "It's not funny. I like the name Little Slut. It's a nice name."
Wow.
We have no idea where she heard this term, but had to explain to her that she should never say it again and that it's not a nice name to call anyone. For the record, we got a little girl dash hound in the end, and her name is Billy Sausage.
But is she a little slut is my question.
I don't know.
She in that park, shaking it about, putting it on display for all the other dogs.
All our good things.
Want to come and give this sausage some sausage? I'm a little...
my mind went to, do you know when if you've got a dog and you're in the park, you're like, come on, you little slut.
See, in my mind, I want to see the episode of Dogs Behaving Badly, Dogs Behaving Brackets Very Badly, where Graham has to rock up to a house and he has to go, "What's the problem with the dog?" And they have to go, "Honestly, we're taking her to the park and she is a little slut." Like, honestly, she just invites it. No matter what dog, they're just all over. She asks for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, I'm going to do some simple voice commands, and don't work with him. She is a little slut. She loves it. Loves it when you shout at her. I'm telling you.
Great show, by the way.
Brilliant show.
Absolutely.
Dogs Behave Very Badly.
That's our new family watching, isn't it?
Yeah.
To the point where before Rom goes to bed, he's like, "Should we all get together and watch the naughty dogs?"
So good. We get starstruck by such weird things. Like we've met Prince Charles. Like, I've met Prince Harry, we've met, like, you know, friends with celebrities, but I'm always more starstruck by something like the fact that we mentioned Dogs Behaving Badly, and Lucy, who does our press, texts saying, "I do Graham's press," and we were like, "Oh my God, the guy off Dogs." Just love it. That's how I get more starstruck. By such weird stuff.
No, I know what you mean.
Well, the most one that I got starstruck recently, which I haven't told anyone, that hasn't been bored out of their brains, so I'll try and do a short version now. Scott Bennett, shout out to Scott Bennett, comedian who does comedy from the Shed. He's done a question on here before.
Oh, yeah.
when I packed away all my Lego and sent a photo of the boxes I'd put the Lego in, and he texts us back because he used to be a product designer going, I designed those boxes. I fucking told like five people and no one gives a shit. And I was like, mate, this is the coolest thing ever.
My friend designed that box. Oh. That is really cool, actually.
No one cares when I tell them. Show them the photos and everything. But yeah. Great comic, though. Look them up.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Today, and as always, thank you so, so much for coming back and listening to Shag Marinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you very much, guys. As always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Thank you for giving me the little 5-star ratings on the Apple Podcast app. Yeah, they've gone up. They've gone up 1,000. Yeah.
No way.
Thank you very much. I think we've got quite a few on there. We really appreciate it. It's lovely to hear from you as well. Hope you're all okay. Everything's opening back up. Enjoy yourselves out there, and we'll be back. All over your ears, all over, in them, outside of them.
In them, up them, round the side. Ah,
go on, orifice in your ears. We'll be back next week, guys. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.